Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned Daf Samach Zayin of Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we learned about include: the Mishnah lists four principles to determine the lineage of a child of various marriages. Yesh Kedushin ve'ein Aveira. In an effective and permitted marriage, the lineage of the child follows the father regarding being a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael. Yesh Kedushin ve'yesh Aveira. In an effective but forbidden marriage, the child assumes the status of the blemished parent and is a chalal, a mamzer, or a nasin. Ein kedushin loy v'yesh l'acherim. In a union where the marriage is not effective, as in the case of an erva, but the woman can marry someone else, the child is a mamzer. Ein kedushin loy v'loy l'acherim. Marriage to a non-Jewish woman or a non-Jewish slave woman is not effective, and the child assumes her status. The Gemara also discusses the following unions: ger u'mamzeres. It is a machlekes if a convert is permitted to marry a mamzeres. However, their child is definitely a mamzer. Chalal labas Yisrael. If a disqualified Kohen marries a Yisraelis, it is a machlekes whether she becomes disqualified to marry a Kohen and whether their daughter is a Chalala. Yisrael l'chalala. If a Yisrael marries a Chalala, their daughter is permitted to marry a Kohen. Mitzri sheni l'mitzvus rishayna. It is a machlekes whether the child of a second generation Mitzri and a first generation Mitzris is a second generation Mitzri and forbidden to Yisraelim, or a third generation Mitzri and permitted. Akum l'kananis b'kanani la'akum. The lineage of Kananim, who are included in the commandment lo yisachayi kol neshama and must be killed, follows the father. Amoinim u'mitzriyim. Amoini male converts are forbidden to marry a Yisraelis for all dairis, while Amoini women are permitted. First and second generation Mitzri male and female converts are forbidden to marry Yisraelim. Third generation Mitzrim are permitted. The Gemara discusses the lineage of the child of an Amoini and Mitzri.